Hi, this is me again. I think what happened is that I think somehow the recording got stopped, and then when I went to publish it, for some reason it just went to a certain, like it just published it to a certain point. So, really sorry because it was actually really good. And I don't know how I'm gonna sort of summarize everything, but what I wanted to tell you is that my friend, well, now she's married, but yeah, her brother used to get everything he wanted and got permission to go out. Permission, I mean, it was just so glaringly obvious and basically not fair, but like I said, she never really showed it and had this really active role in keeping the house together, taking care of, the thing, like basically the household with her mom. And it came to a point where her brother was asking her, like, can I do this? And, like, can I help you with this and this? Or are the groceries done? Like, would you? And so it kind of gave her like a kind of a role where she felt that she was really active in the family. And sometimes I feel like definitely an Indian family, you're gonna have that, the boy girl, the boy being treated better than the girls because it's part of the Indian culture, and there's, pretty much nothing that one can do about it, but which my friend was able to do was I thought was very, very smart, and of course when it was really, really obvious and her, just got too much for her, then she would obviously like she was, and I really think that that's, like your age group and like I really think it's important that you stand up, because everybody has to. So just, I mean, obviously. Like, relatively speaking, at the right time and when it's proper, right? So, yeah. So I think, just having the conversation and, opening up might give you some idea. I'm not saying, because my friends and everybody's different. So I think just more than anything, just those two stories might be really nice eye openers, because not to feel like you're the only girl who's been born into a family, so, or, you have two Muslim parents now, but really, I mean, but really you don't feel Muslim, so, because you live and breathe in, Western culture. So, and that's it. I actually wanted to tell you that I'm going to be launching a website, and why I'm kind of interested in the subject is because I will be basically launching a website that's for young women and women, but basically it's like because I work in fashion, I'll also be giving like tips, and it's essentially like how to feel good, look good, just really feel great about oneself, and it'll be a lot of beauty and fashion, kind of mixed in with a bit of like life tips and what I'm hoping, kind of like a mixture of both. But basically, will be tutorials and then some kind of, video blogging with maybe I'll be doing a few campaigns, like makeup campaigns and stuff like that. So it should be really fun, and I plan to like be on doing it ongoing. So I'll be on audiobook and be dating like periodically. Like for now, I'm just working on designing the site with my brother. Like we're both designers, so and that's gonna be an interesting little marriage project. And then also I'm working video, like a kind of personal video for the site, and it's gonna basically like